At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Dawn Fantasia, the assemblywoman from Sussex County, has become one of our favorites. It started with the Bears. Then the trash cans, you may remember that, and the bird feeders and everything else. But last week, quite a battle going on there in Jersey, which we're told is becoming redder by the day. But the other side not wanting to relent on the issue of SNAP benefits, food stamps, and where all this is going. And it is quite telling. And no surprise that New Jersey is either the leader or right up there. Overpayment of SNAP benefits. They just don't care. So what the House bill did was say, if you reach a certain percentage point, then that state is going to pay a certain percent of overpayment, et cetera. They're going to pay. They're going to take over some of this burden because we've had it with them. As long as the federal government is paying 100%, under this plan, I think they would pay 95%. The states just don't care. They send you money. That's fine. Jersey loves it. Now there's outrage on the Senate side. Whoa, wait a minute. Should we be doing that? Let me get Dawn in here to break down what happened last week in New Jersey. Hey, Dawn, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks.
So I follow on Twitter and I saw a couple of other synopses. You essentially were, there was a resolution about what? What was the battle over vis-a-vis SNAP?
All right. So, well, to start, to preface, we talk a lot in New Jersey about affordability, right? So how our working class families are crushed by gas, groceries, housing costs. So in the middle of all of that, the Trenton Democrats decided that this was the moment to introduce a resolution calling it, get this, unconscionable, to require people on SNAP to prove they're actually eligible. So they do not expect able-bodied adults, so we're not talking children, not senior citizens, not those with disabilities. We're talking able-bodied adults with no children to work or enroll in job training for 20 hours a week. So when you talk about SNAP in New Jersey, like you had said, we call it colloquially food stamps. It's meant to help low-income individuals and families afford food. So in New Jersey, we have about 770,000 people that receive SNAP benefits, and that includes seniors, children, disabled residents, but also those able-bodied adults without dependents. So that last group is the group we're talking about here. And, you know, here's where it gets really insulting. The Democrats don't think it's unconscionable that we have a 35.7% SNAP payment error rate in 2023. We are the second worst in the country, just behind Alaska. So when you add all that up, New Jersey's, whether you call it, even if you don't call it fraud, even if it's fiscal malfeasance and incompetence, we paid over $703 million in overpayments. Gone. Wasted. And they don't think that's unconscionable, that up to 13 million recipients nationwide can't even prove eligibility. There's a million who can't even verify U.S. citizenship. But no, the outrage is that we're asking someone to work part-time or show proof that they qualify. That's the offensive part.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I said in the House bill, it says 95% they're going to pay. And I think there's language in there, Dawn, that if you're still frivolous about what you're doing and don't care, then there's a mechanism there that's absolutely going to tighten things up. I mean, how in the world can you be in charge of something and not care about overpayment? Well, the answer is, it's other people's money. It's not state money per se, it's federal.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I cannot determine what the Democrat argument is, right? So they give us a side of, won't somebody think of the hungry children and senior citizens? Well, won't somebody think of the taxpayers and why we are paying over a third of these recipients benefits that they are not entitled to? It's like they think we tripped and fell and hit our head and we can't use logic or reasoning. This isn't about punishing the poor and wanting people to go hungry. We need to protect the integrity of a program that's supposed to serve those who truly need it. I mean, in any other setting, if you gave someone that money and they couldn't prove that they were supposed to get it, you'd call it fraud. But in Trenton, Democrats call it compassion.
Do you see any signs, though? I wanted to ask you this, Dawn, because you're very savvy to this. Do you see any sign? This is a sign that we haven't broken through yet. Last week, we talked about Trump did so well in the election that he and Kamala Harris in the swing states like Arizona were neck and neck. But it was almost the same in Jersey. In other words, they were relatively similar, the percentage won by a real breakthrough. Do you see any breakthroughs with people on the other side getting it and gearing up for these upcoming elections? They got to at least pretend a little bit better.
Well, we say there's a lot of issues, right, that that kind of led up to that, where we call it the 80-20, right? So the 20% or the fringe, the far left, right, that are yelling and screaming about things that make no logical sense to the 80%. I am thinking that there are a fair amount of moderates. There's a fair amount of Kennedy-style, Maha-style Democrats who really understand how unconscionable it is that they are a working family in this state. They're struggling while their tax dollars are funneled into a broken system. The Democrats want to put up no guardrails. And then the politicians that they have elected in their district are telling them they're the problem for wanting accountability and for wanting those representatives to be good stewards of their dollars. So I think that is a losing argument. Right. I've said before, you know, that this Democrat Party in New Jersey is the gift that keeps giving. Just keep going. Keep going, because the more egregious this gets, it's going to work in our favor.
Now, you have a lot of balls in the air, but I'm really hankering for some Doge in Jersey. We had the assembly people on before. I know they have, you know, that job, and they probably have a side thing. We haven't gotten anything like that in New Jersey, particularly as we head toward the governor's race, Dawn. All we need is two or three things, like some of the more egregious stuff they've spent money on cavalierly. And you know how people are. You don't know which one, but you and I would have a pretty good sense. Yep, go with that one. Put that on billboards. And it gets nuts. And that's all we need, is that spark, particularly in the governor's race.
I agree. I agree with you. And, you know, we've had a bill pending, and I'm a co-sponsor of the bill. I know Assemblyman Paul Kenitra is on it, to actually institute DOGE, our version of DOGE in New Jersey, Assemblyman Alex Sawicki, Mike Inganimort. There's a fair amount of us on the Assembly side and also on the Senate side that are interested in that. I think that that really is a winning message, but this part is key. New Jersey residents and, you know, American citizens, we need to start seeing the fruits of that labor. We need to start seeing the cracking down, and we need to start seeing the reduction. And that's why, and the reduction in what we are paying. So that's why I really, really am behind. And I know I did pick the winner here with my friend Jack Cittarelli, who is ready to hit the ground running. With this style and this level of accountability, it's a message that the Democrats simply can't match. And don't forget, there is an upswell of, you know, just regular residents. There's a gentleman who runs a Twitter account that has a really large following called Wake Up New Jersey. And he is bringing so much to light. He spends a lot of time doing a lot of the data digging and the data mining. And he is, you know, the voice of the common man, of the common people. So people really are waking up to this. I think this is a really winning message.
And I don't know if it was on Twitter, but I scanned getting ready to have you on today, Dawn. Mikey Sherrill, who poses as the modest housewife from somewhere, military and all that. She and the husband together made about $7 million in various stock transfers over what period of time?
Well, that to me is unbelievable. But the more unbelievable part, and I don't want to get into the ins and outs of, you know, was did that money come through, you know, as she stated on that interview that has now gone viral, was the money, you know, made from her husband? I'm not getting in the weeds with any of that. My bigger concern in the whole issue is how in the hell do you go from being worth $700,000 to $7 million? And when you're asked about it, you say, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check on that. I mean, that's the person that we're going to have managing our state budget. How can we relate to somebody who doesn't even know what's in their own financial house, and now you're going to manage it for a state of 9 million people? That's ridiculous. That's completely out of touch.
Is she the odds-on favorite in your mind, though? You'd have a better gut than insider. Is she going to win the primary, do you think?
To be honest, I don't know. I think there's three front runners in the Democrat race, and they're all tripping over each other to get as far left as they possibly can. You know, you have Baraka Phillip and Sherrill. Sherrill by far is, you know, struggling to make those connections with the real far left. You know, all three of them are equally as progressive, in my opinion, but for different reasons. You know, I would love to see Ross Baraka get the nomination. He would definitely be the gift that keeps giving, because he by far is the most aggressive when it comes to hammering the middle class and hammering, you know, more tax, more tax, more tax. He's never met a tax he didn't like. So I think that would be a really winning message in a general election. But as far as the other two, they're just a progressive mess on the left, and any of them, bring it. I say bring it.
Dawn, one parting question. It's the debate that's been raging here for months, and we haven't had a chance to get you to weigh in. Is it gravy or sauce in the Fantasia world?
Oh, boy. That's a rough one. You know, since I'm a half-see, you know, I got the side that is not Italian. There's the sauce going on. But my dad's side of the family, my grandmother, they were gravy people. So, you know, I'm torn. It's kind of like that Taylor Ham pork roll when you have, you know, people move around.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous. It makes me nervous. But, you know, I'm going to stand with my dad for this. I'm going to say gravy.
Dan, mark that on the big scoreboard here. It's getting more and more. Wait, you know, Dawn, to your point, we had Pat Malloy on. You know, the Irish police captain, he's a commissioner. There's a whole bunch of these guys we love on. But his wife is Italian, so he went with gravy. There you go.
Well, you have to. And, you know, truly, if it has meat in it, it's supposed to be gravy. If you make it with meat, it's gravy. So
there you go, Dawn. We'll excise that tape. Don't worry. They can't bring that against you.
What if it's without meat, though?
If it's out without meat, you can have marinara sauce. We don't call it marinara gravy, right?
Oh, so. No. I think she's team sauce.
Yeah, but if the father and everybody else would put it into there as, you know, that's a given in South Philly, and probably your father and all that. They would put something in there. So that's why it's gravy.
Of course. It's got to have the meat. Got it.
Got it. Thank you, Dawn, as always. Thanks for coming on today.
Take care.
All right, Dawn Fantasia here. That question might be a little bit.
Gary says on YouTube, when you add meat to sauce,
yes,
it's not gravy, it's called chili.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's
on the big scoreboard. Pat Malloy the other day came through and shining colors. We're working with him, by the way, for Mulligan's June 20th. It's going to be unbelievable. He thinks the polygrapher will be there. So think of your questions. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how they actually do that. And we're honoring Linda Kearns and Sheriff Heron. And Linda and I have to debate something. I'm working it up. You know, what she'll agree to, what I'd agree to that we think would be good. All right, more of your calls coming up at 855-839-1210. Scott Presler here today at 2:30. We were talking the last hour or two. It was good. Scott Pelley and also then Eddie Vedder jumps in. Is there another issue? For some reason, well, I know why, but the income inequality thing just rubs me the wrong way, okay? And I get it. And Dan and I were talking. There's some reforms that have been proposed before over the years. This interlocking stuff with boards of directors. In other words, one guy's on a board of director, and there are people on there that he, behind the scenes, helps their board of directors. And you get people voting not in the interest of stockholders, et cetera. There have been reforms talked about around that, without a doubt. But the system of capitalism itself, saying that somehow or another something has happened here that's that much different, neglects history, the Gilded Ages and things of that nature, where there were reforms put in. But to the point we just talked with Dawn Fantasia, how is Mikey Sherrill and her husband, $7 million in stock trading, according to what I read, how in the world does that happen and she doesn't know anything about it? You heard Dawn. Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi is the poster for this. How in the, now these people are doing it through the public trust. What you do privately is a little bit different within reason. I mean, there can be law breaking there too, but this is clear that this has to stop. And there are people in both parties that want to try to stop it. How do you enter politics, enter the Congress worth $100,000 and come out worth millions, as routinely happens? How is that done? Well, it's because many times they have information on the most minute in the weeds type of stuff that even talk radio, even we don't know about. They do. And they're on committees, they hear it, they're buddies and all that, and they're able to pass this on. It's Schweitzer. Peter Schweitzer has done a great job showing how all this stuff happens. Even AOC is on the side of trying to out this and stop it. It's maddening. But the whole income inequality thing does set me off, and Dan a bit here too. Maybe it was the Eddie Vedder. All right, 855-839-1210. You jump in, hit us, and got to come with something really good today to win. In honor of Norm, cheers, who I think would have won Best Supporting a few years there. Six straight years, a guy from Night Court won. Hit us with that all-time supporting character in a sitcom, all right? And just think of the numbers of great ones that are there. You're going to have to hit us with a really good one. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. You get in. Henry just told me, great guest tomorrow. This professor at St. Peter, is it university or college now? I'm not sure which one it is in Jersey. It went viral because what he did was he caught this student using AI on some kind of report. And the kicker is, he says, and people are going after him on Twitter. I don't know why. I think this is fitting. Her apology to him to try to get out of it apparently used AI to write of a sort, chat something, to write the apology. I don't doubt it. She ought to be kicked out of the school. They can make national news, say, that's it. You know, it's one thing you cheated on this using AI. You write your apology letter or email and you use AI again of a sort. He'll be here to break that down on all the trends in this tomorrow. At 1:30. You don't want to miss that one. All right, RFK Jr. announcing, or fully, it came down kind of yesterday, that the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the government-recommended immunization schedule. Bottom line, it's common sense, good science, one step further along the road of sensible things to do here that I agree with. And, you know, during the height, look, a takeaway from this is the vaccine did save lives, okay? Don't be let's not rewrite or revisit stuff. We talked about this. But the overkill of this, as far as people not being able to make a health choice and be kicked out of something, was wrong. The overkill on the ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, and all that was wrong. And with teenagers, particularly males, myocarditis, we're still seeing the long-term effects. We haven't focused in as much on pregnant women and the decisions they went through, or they were thinking about getting pregnant during that with their doctors. That has not been documented or talked about as much. But every time I see the White Marsh thing that I was at the other night, their commissioners, I think back to COVID. It was the same mentality. Same thing that got Dr. Damsker stuck in the basement of public health. We can't get him on anymore. That guy was revolutionizing, helping us come out of COVID and to have kids go back to school. And this today is another shot back, but they don't go down easily. It takes a lot to root them out of the system. It's just like not having a parade with no credible threat. And I'm betting tomorrow night, come on, Chief. You know you're going to do it, Chief. I'd love to be, aha, stand up in the audience when he does it. The chief over in White Marsh Township is going to say, well, you know, since we last met, this guy plowed a car into people in Liverpool. That could happen here in White Marsh Township. I think you have more armed cops who could shoot him. And I thought maybe they should put snipers on the route. It's 0.8 of a mile, the parade route. All right, tonight we got a classic showdown of radicals in the suburbs. A guy who I think was a great superintendent over in Central Bucks. His only flaw is he's kind of reneged on some of the things he did there. They're going to vote on him tonight to be the superintendent of the Centennial School District. Let me go to Bill in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, Bill, I'm following this tonight. Tell me what's going on.
Well, here's what's going on. Tonight is the vote, and they waited until after the primary election to do this.
Right.
They're having a special meeting at a log college middle school instead of their normal room because they're expecting hundreds of people to show up and protest the hiring of Dr. Abram Lukabal, who was the former superintendent of Central Bucks School District, who was rather controversial in some of the actions he did, and that's why 5 out of 5 board seats in the Central Bucks School Board were lost in the last election to Democrats.
Well, I differ with you. That's not why they were lost. It was phony phony abortion stuff. But look, the only thing I don't like with Dr. Luke is he has reneged on those positions he took in Central Bucks, which were correct.
He pointed fingers and said, I didn't do it. They told me to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what he said. I heard him say that. I heard him say it. I watched him.
Yeah, I don't like that. I thought this was a guy of honor, and I thought he was guiding the ship there because I liked him a lot in that. So it looks like they're going to vote him in, though.
We'll see what happens. There's a lot of Democrats that just don't want that, and the school board is right now 7 Republicans and 2 Democrats. That's the makeup of the Centennial
right.
School Board right now.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's an easy vote. It looks like that way. But
yeah.
However, I don't know. And I think the salary range was posted somewhere around 225 to 250. He was making 315 over in Central Bucks, which is an adjacent district, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Right adjacent to Centennial.
Yeah.
So
Bill,
we'll see what happens. And,
thanks for calling our attention to it. Bill, who is your supporting person in a sitcom?
Kramer.
Well, we're counting him as one of the main characters, I think, by rule here. You know, I know Jerry is the center, but they're a little bit different. Okay. Do you have another one?
Edith Bunker.
There you go. Now, that's it. That's a great one. Even though you could argue a main character, I think Seinfeld's a little different. All right, Edith Bunker. Yeah, definitely. We'll take that. Big time. She didn't become the face of it. Archie still was, like the Fonz. Okay? 855-8. Dan, did we get yours? No. You were fighting parking wars on A&E when we were doing this. Who's your...
2023 Academy Award Best Supporting Actress, Dom. Philadelphia's own. You really liked her, too. Divine Joy Randolph is Mary Lamb in The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah. She's phenomenal.
She's a cafeteria woman that hangs out with Paul, and she's like the sidekick the entire time. And
I don't even know that, Dan. I'm sorry.
Really?
I know of The Holdovers.
Yeah?
But
no?
Yeah,
you don't remember her?
No.
Oh, she was a great...
No.
You can vouch, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She gives a fantastic performance in that movie.
Okay. In the sitcom. Yeah.
Oh, we're doing sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Oh, I thought
we were just
talking supporting characters
in general. No. Sitcoms. That's why I was wondering, what did I miss?
Did we take Kramer off?
Well,
I took Frank and Estelle Costanza. I feel like those are more side characters, whereas
I guess Kramer is
more of the main ensemble.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
We'll come back to you.
Yeah,
if you
come
want.
Back.
Okay. 855-839-1210. Don in Franconia with a startling admission here. Don, say it's not so. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
Well, it is so. The more I hear Bruce Springsteen talk, the more I like his music, because he can't do both at the same time.
Nice shot there, Don. All right, you're still on the right side of things. Who's your supporting?
I got an answer for this.
Yes.
I got one answer.
Yes.
How about John Cryer and Two and a Half Men opposite Charlie Sheen?
It's a good one.
Yeah, no.
You don't like him?
Oh, I hate John Cryer.
All right, Don. You got one judge here. Henry and I can still allow.
I don't know if that qualifies as an answer.
Oh, it is. He's a supporting actor.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, he's the second main character. He's the second lead.
He's always a supporting. Charlie Sheen.
I get what you're saying.
Charlie drops off. They try to do him solo. It doesn't work, so they have to bring in Ashton Kutcher.
If he were to say, Berta, I'd be like, okay. Oh, you know what? Berta's a side character.
That makes sense,
but I think the thing is, the takeaway from that, when you think of it, is you think of Charlie Sheen. So that kind of makes him
I think of
more of the second.
Two and a Half Men.
All right. Well, I think of Sheen, but I didn't watch it enough to have a stake.
How about the moral center of a show that really never showed his face? Was this taken off? Wilson from Home Improvement?
Wilson, the guy
over the fence?
That's a definite supporting character, unusual character. Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get in. Robert, change your answer. I already took the Fonz off. Startling call from Robert yesterday. When he comes on, we'll relive that, how one of his first calls at talk radio was to me, and I hung up on him allegedly, which I never do. Not even on Jack Stolzheimer. You hung up on me, Jack. I didn't do it to you. 855-839-1210. Scott Presler with a lot of updates for you. He'll be here at 2:30, but your calls are next. And over the weekend, the Democrat playbook came out. It's called SAM. One of the things they want to do to reach straight white males is advertise inside video games. Wow, that's gonna move the ball. I'll tell you why they're having such trouble and what they think they ought to do. They're going to spend $20 million on this. 855-839.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
12-10. All right, we got the big showdown going on. President Trump threatening California federal funds. Who's going to blink? Now, it's a big step for Trump to do it. He's got to do it. I've been watching this guy this morning who won the big meet before the state meet, the broad jump, the triple jump. I think he's going to do other things. And females, and again, he's like a Leah Thomas, pretty tall. Fairly, he'd be mediocre as a male. And they're going down Broadway with it. They're going to do it. In California, this is a very prominent track and field thing. Will Trump actually take away the money? They'll fight it in court. They'll continue to do this. There's got to be something else they come up with. I'd be sitting in the Oval Office saying, I don't care what they do. They're not going to get away with this. This is clear. This is the law. And the consequence for this involves some punishment from the federal government. What would be enough effectively, not just on paper, it would actually have to have impact that California will relent and say no. Buddy, you're out. You're not going to beat girls, second place, taking away all this stuff. Prestigious titles. Actually winning the state title in a state like that has got to be one of the toughest competitions imaginable. And again, I think this is an 85-15 or 90-10. It's grown into that. Yet, the Trump administration doesn't yet seem to have the ability. They just think Newsom or the people there are going to relent. They're calling upon people running the events not to award the mail or allow the mail to run. That's going to be pretty difficult to do if the state government is saying, yeah, we want this to happen. And we've been through this how many times? Why can't they stop this? Because they don't want to. Because their base, as limited as it is, it pays attention to it. They want this stuff to continue. They're doing it here in Pennsylvania. And it seems to me they have figured it out. You got to admit it, if you want to beat them, that there's a lot of dithering going on here. A lot of people saying, no, you're not going to do it. And they're continuing to do it. I mean, isn't that a fair estimation? What has happened to the entities that are continuing to allow biological males to engage in this? Now, with Harvard, they've gone after them so far, but it's still on pause. They haven't lost that money. Harvard's long past in this. They ought to just take it away and then fight it out in court. Rather than we're pausing this, you might get it back. But Pennsylvania with Josh Shapiro, he's aching to support this. California, they're calling the bluff. And they're saying, effectively, you can sign executive orders all you want on this. The American people can be overwhelmingly on your side, but you can't stop us. We're still going to do it. Now, I don't know, Stephen Miller, call into the Oval Office. All right, Stephen, what are the options here? He might say something radical. That's probably what I would do. Do you have to send in, I mean, would it be ridiculous to send in somebody to stop the race and say, no, you're not running. This is the executive order. We order you, the state officials, this person is a biological male, can't run. They're calling your bluff. So if you really mean it on this, that's pretty much what you have to do. Imagine the boldness of this at this high profile. And again, imagine being the female who is spectacular. If you're winning in California, whoever the female is that would win, you got to be a hell of an athlete. That's got to be almost similar to winning nationally. I don't know if they're national high school events in track and field where it's everybody in the country. But it's such a big time track and field in such a big state. This is really important. You got to let him get away with it. I say that we're in a really tough place here. Even though they're on the losing side, now you could argue, well, the strategy is we don't want to stop them. We want them to continue. I do want to stop them. I want to stop them with every bone in my body doing this stuff at every level, every time. But politically, there'll be outrage. I think it happens probably this weekend, the final events, and it's a triple jump and broad jump, and we've given you some of the differences between the males and the female, the male and the females. It's unbelievable, as expected. I mean, this is a tall, sort of athletic male, and that's all that you need. They can't compete against that. The stride alone, the push off, the testosterone, the whole thing. If they came close, it would be a miracle. All right, let me go to Robert and Ben Salem. Robert's in on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Same
here. It was a great show yesterday, Dom. I really enjoyed that.
I could tell you that's why I love the holidays. It was nostalgic. It was fun. And the fact that I once hung up on you, I told Ro, the chagrin later on, oh, my God.
No, there's no chagrin asked for, man, because I look back on it now and I laugh. It taught me how to read the room when I call into a radio show, Dom.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
And that's not your normal thing. I just think that you – I don't think following Irv Homer was a good thing for you because he was the anti-Dom, and then you
yes.
had to deal with his leftover callers. But I disagree with Dan about the pay because I look at sports and how much we had to pay. But I'm not mad at Dan. I'm really mad at Eddie Vedder, and I'm getting sick of these left-wingers talking about free speech. What did they say when people were losing their jobs – for things that they posted online when Biden was in office? 5 million people lost their jobs because they wouldn't take the vaccine at a time when no one was hiring because the COVID shutdowns.
Well,
did the left care about
right.
that?
That's the point we have to look at with everybody. Consistency on our side, on their side. Consistency. That's exactly right. And I think they would think, well, that was the science. Why don't you guys want to follow the science? And we're seeing now, particularly with that young male group that got myocarditis. I have people up on Twitter, though, still debating me, saying, the vaccine saved lives, really, Dom? Yeah. You had people that, if they didn't get it because of underlying comorbidities and all that, I think would have died. So it did do that. But
I disagree,
Go
Dom.
Ahead.
I disagree because we had therapeutics, and that's all this vaccine is right now is a therapeutic. It didn't stop you from getting it or contracting it, but it could help you not die if you did get it. But we already had monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
I don't think they would have been as effective. I give Trump a lot of credit for pushing it through. And Robert, my memory is you had people with comorbidities. I don't know that would have bailed them out, the things that we just talked about.
I think it would have bailed them out without leaving them susceptible to more infections like the vaccine did. People getting it multiple times after taking the vaccine. But I hear what you're saying. I'm not saying Trump had to try for a vaccine, and the vaccine in 6 months is unheard of, okay? I don't think it's a vaccine yet. It's a vaccine in progress. But we had better therapeutics at the time that didn't compromise your immune system like the vaccine did, because the vaccine was genetic. I don't want to get lost in the weeds here with it, but it was okay, but they made you take it. And 5 million people lost their jobs, and that's unconscionable. And rock stars like Neil Young and Eddie Vedder were all telling us to shut up and do what we're told, and now they're coming out saying we're losing free speech? Go to hell, man. Just get out of my face with that. I'm not even listening to these clowns anymore.
Who's your supporting person?
Well, since you took Fonz off the board, Dominic, I am going to go with a supporting actor that wound up taking over the show and even getting a spinoff of their own show. And there's a couple of those, but I'm going to go with the recent one, and that would be Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory. Kelly Cuoco was supposed to be the star. He took it over and got a spinoff. That's what I was looking for. So I'll go with Sheldon Cooper.
And I
love kicking it around with you, Dom. You have a great day, man.
Thank you, Robert, very much. All right. 855-839-1210. That's a good one. That's kind of a precursor to this, or a brand if they weren't supposed, like the Fonz, I don't know if they knew Henry Winkler would take off like that, that he would be the thing most remembered, jumping the shark. Fonzie jumping the shark. All right, 855-839-1210. You can jump in right now. And again, this whole back and forth. Well, here's the thing I meant. Here's the nugget from the Democrats' $20 million effort. They call it SAM, Speaking with American Men, a Strategic Plan. It promises investment to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention and viral in these spaces. It recommends buying advertisements in video games, among other things. Oh, my God. They're treating young men or youngish men like they're from a tribe in New Guinea or something. How do we penetrate this culture? Do you think that ever can be successful? The answer is no.
They spend so much time alienating the culture.
Yes. They say don't have a moralizing tone. Well, the whole document, though, by treating these people like they're other and we have to learn something bizarre, is having a moralizing tone of a sort. No, they can't do it. It's ridiculous. Now, I don't know about AOC. She might, have enough savvy to sort of penetrate this a bit. But then her positions, though, I don't even know if Republicans, and we've talked about this before, what other Republican is savvy to the people that Trump turned out to vote? Coming up, I'll tell you the seven that The Hill the other day said are the odds-on favorites to be the Republican nominee in 2028. And every one of them, except for one, I don't see having a clue or a natural affinity to break through with the people we're talking about. At least it's Trump. Who after that? I'll give you the seven. Hey, don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. So whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go and shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com. All right, Tom Giordano's show. Over the weekend to this point, reaching the people that Trump, the MAGA coalition and all that stuff, The Hill says the seven leading candidates, not in any particular order. Vance, of course. Can Vance do it? I don't, in some vague way. Yeah. Kristi Noem. I guess they didn't read the book. That's problematic. Glenn Youngkin. Ron DeSantis. Oh, we found that out the last time on, Kemp, the governor of Georgia. He is the enemy almost of MAGA. Well, he is the enemy of MAGA. Rubio, we've been down that path before. He's doing great stuff as Secretary of State, but that's not going to have the appeal. And then Don Jr. Don Jr., you get it, the pedigree, you get the family, the whole thing. But America's not going to do that in a row. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. So those are the seven they came up with. I guess in the end, Vance, just by process of elimination, would be the figure. And it tells you, post-Trump, keeping this coalition together, not going to be an easy thing. That's the secret sauce. Whatever the quirky personality traits / backstory billionaire name recognition of Trump, that's what's driving it. We'll see that, in due time, who's able to flesh it out. Of course, there's always Trump. Well, not really, but that's still out there. I saw Christy Noem on this. I'm like, oh my goodness. I am stunned. And I've told Dan off air and on air. I mean, I stood next to her, interviewed her at the Spin Room, and people were getting into it. She was great. She was looks great, sounds great, and on her feet was able to parry stuff back and forth. But the damage she did to herself, come on, you know, in America, you're not getting past that stuff with the dog and the goat and all that. You're not getting past
it. Oh, Maisie would never vote for her.
No, right there. Never. I mean, you know, and people that say, oh, come on, it's farm life and all. You have rose-colored glasses on. You want to just believe what you want to believe. There's certain things very difficult to come back from, and that's one of them. So the fact that she's head of Homeland Security and all is all good, but that's not elective. The other stuff, go slow on that.
Doesn't time heal all wounds?
Not that.
No, not for dogs and sheep on the Nome residence.
We have proven that in talk radio when issues come up with that, particularly with a dog, any pet, but the dog, that is always, it's not going to get, you can say it's irrational. Oh, come on now. You know it in your heart. It's not going away.
You want to throw out the name, Henry?
Go ahead.
What were you thinking?
Oh, I was thinking Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Did he not come back in a public eye from that to a certain degree? I mean, he's now a guy on ESPN and such.
There's levels to this.
Yeah, but that's a presidential candidate. Yeah. The other side, nobody's using it against him at this point. Even I said when I interviewed him, I thought he was a redeemed guy. He stood up for a goofball white wide receiver in the Camden incident, and he did it in a very effective manner, I think.
He's the head coach of Norfolk State now. He's leading children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So that's one thing. But running for president, I don't see coming back from that, because the other side, there's a definite other side that wants that, that's going to use that. Here, he would be kind of caddish if he kept on going after Michael Vick at this point. I mean, America believes in redemption, too. And I don't see Christy Noem pleading for redemption or penance. She went from governor to head of Homeland Security.
So Maisie's your like stereotypical scroll Instagram to watch dog videos type.
Yeah. Oh,
and she's
still not
over Vic in the similar way that I don't think she'd ever get over Noem. So that's just my point there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sure. And again, it's one thing to get appointed to this and do all that. I think he's, I don't know enough to say that he's the epitome of redemption, but he strikes me as a redeemed guy. And I was going wild.
I don't think he's dogfighting anymore. Just
his tone, just the whole interaction with him was very good. I think of that of Mike Tyson. I think Mike Tyson's a pretty smart guy.
I wonder how much of it his influence is, because it seemed like he just had the worst people surrounding him.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marcus.
Yeah,
and
yeah you could.
Other dogfighters and such. Like.
But you're not going to be forgiven to be president on that. That's my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, phone lines. Scott Presler here, his weekly report at 2:30. You get in at 855-839-1210. We have Dom's Money Melody today. Side question, hit us with that supporting character in a sitcom a la Norm in Cheers.
Can I throw out another one?
Yeah.
This is after a jumping of a shark, Dom, but he really was a character that stood out to the point that he got his own series. How about Robin Williams as Mork in Happy Days?
I don't remember it well enough. I mean, he's a big character, so I'd have to say yeah.
By the opponent.
And fighting with Fonzie and all the weird stuff they did after. Yeah. I got to take Robin Williams as Mork off. And then to have Mork and Mindy as a spinoff series because he was the only thing that was seemingly likable at that time in the show.
If you get your own spinoff series, that's a pretty good sign that the supporting actor was that effective. They made him the main character.
Yeah, and goes on to become an absolute legend too.
Yeah, exactly. 855-839-1210. Jump in now. And Money Melody coming up.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.